The jacket is quite a big deal for British actress Keira Knightley. She plays a modern woman, very different from her roles in Pirates of the Caribbean and King Arthur. And it's the first film in which she spouts a very convincing American accent. Talking Movies has been hearing from the engaging Keira Knightley. She's very young, but getting a lot of attention. Jackie, the woman she plays in the jacket, is self-destructive, on the verge of becoming an alcoholic.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea.
The outwardly breezy Keira Knightley is playing a woman in the midst of darkness.
I think that anybody tells you that they haven't been to those dark places is a liar. You know, I think we all know what it's like. And so it was a fascinating process of actually, instead of running away from depression and loneliness, actually confronting it and looking at it as an emotion and trying to work out, you know, how I could take from my own experiences and put it into this character. So, I mean, it was an incredible, incredible experience for me.
Was it hard to get the American accent right? Because you really do a pretty good job.
I had an amazing dialogue coach, really amazing, called Julie Adams. And we worked for about a month and a half before we started filming. And it was interesting because when I first, I had an idea, you know, of what the accent was like in my mouth and all the rest of it. But I always just try to lay it on top of my own English voice, which just doesn't, it doesn't work. And it was fascinating kind of working with her. And the director wanted me to have a much lower kind of huskier voice. So I worked with Julie to really lower my tone, to be a lot more breathy, and then to get this kind of Vermont accent. So it was hard to, the hardest thing was to lower my own voice.
In case you hadn't figured, it's Christmas Eve. You're never going to get a cab here.
Thanks.
You got somewhere you need to go?
You know, cynical people might say that the reason why you did this role and did an American accent was so you could get more work in Hollywood. Is there any truth to that?
I suppose there's an element of truth to it, yeah. I mean, absolutely. If you can do an American accent as a British actor, then you the likelihood is that at least more work will be open to you. The fact of the matter is that as an actor, what you want to do is change. I don't want to play the same character for my entire career. That would be supremely boring. I don't want to, you know, and as a British actor in Hollywood, you get typecast very easily, if you're lucky, you know. But if you can possibly avoid being the kind of plucky British broad for your entire life, then I do want to do everything I can to fight against that and play as many different characters as possible.